Hey, this is the Bud Man, and you're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio on News Radio 93.1 WFLA. Now to our studio and your host, local real estate expert, and my friend, Laura Peterson.
Hello, everybody. With me today is Danielle Pume from Frontgate Realty. Welcome, Danielle.
Hello.
And we also have Chris Urban from Butler Mortgage. Welcome, Chris.
Hello.
At Frontgate Realty, your home sold guaranteed or we'll buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So we kind of have a split show going on today. I'm actually in California at a real estate event where I'm actually speaking today, but just getting a lot of learning and finding a lot of good things of what's going on in the market and all that kind of stuff. And then we have Danielle and Chris that are actually there in Orlando in the studio. So that's all good, or Maitland in the studio. So how's everything going?
So far, so good.
Nice, nice. Yeah, I'm guessing the weather's good over there as it is over here.
Well, it's a little bit chillier than I would have thought it would be, but, you know, it's like the highs are in the 60s and 70s, which is, you know, kind of nice, but I'm in Anaheim, so that's, you know, from one Disney location to the other.
Yeah, Florida will keep it nice and warm for you.
Yeah.
So that's all good. But there's a lot of real estate great stuff that's going on in the market right now, and everybody's always wondering if it's a good time to buy, and this is definitely a good time to be getting everything done. We're kind of getting to that point where school's starting to wind down and all of the activities are going on with the end of the year. But then once that's done, then that's kind of the key time where most people move. I mean, it's like we always talk about, it's a pretty flat market in Orlando where you have consistent sales every month, but it does take a little bit of a spike this time of year. And so if that is something that you're considering that you want to do, it always is a good time to do it. And as I'm sure, Chris, you can attest that the interest rates are still great and everything like that.
Yeah, definitely. It's interesting. I had someone call me yesterday, someone that helped purchase a home just about a year ago. And interesting enough, rates are actually better today than a year ago.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah. So that just comes down to it. And obviously, when the affordability is there, which is what it is, when people can actually purchase for less than what they can rent for, which seems to be very critical and very available now in the Orlando market, that it just makes sense to buy if you're a first-time buyer. And a lot of people that don't know that they can qualify, they actually do. And so we always think that it's best for you to actually sit down with people that know and not just go to the internet and try to find what you're looking for, because there's a lot of great information on the internet, but as we all know, everything that you learn on the internet is not correct. And there are different ways that people, that the mortgage people look at your credit as opposed to what you're going to find that's on the internet. So it just makes a lot of sense that you would go ahead and give us a call and sit down with Chris and go through what your situation is. And then when you do that, you're going to find that everything is going to be maybe the different than what you thought or the same as what you thought, but you'll actually know as opposed to guessing. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah, definitely. And interesting enough, I'll be talking a little about credit later today and what people are looking at. And it's always interesting when people call me, that it's almost always quite a bit different than what they're expecting.
Yeah, either high or lower. And, you know, some things just kind of sneak on your credit report that you weren't aware of. And it's an easy fix, but just knowing what it is and being able to make that change really makes a big difference.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio 93.1 WFLA, the news talk station in Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty. Your home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Friday at 6 p.m. and Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty, and Chris Urban with Butler Mortgage. Remember, if you want to reach any of us, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So some other things that I found that were interesting out here, and I know that Danielle, you and I are always looking at it, and it's how to find the perfect neighborhood. And there's a lot of people that know exactly where they want to live, and then there's a lot of people that might want to investigate a little bit as to where they want to live. And, you know, finding that perfect neighborhood for you is, you know, somewhat easy but somewhat difficult. I was looking at the new home constructions. I know you've been working with some people as well, Danielle.
We're
looking at that. And when I was pulling up the number of neighborhoods just in new construction that exist, new subdivisions, there's 210 of them.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't realize it was that many. But every time I turn around and I'm showing somebody something, I see, oh, coming soon. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. So, yeah, it's a little bit... a lot, I think.
Overwhelming. Yeah. So when you're talking about, you know, new construction, there being over 200 new communities that are available, neighborhoods, and then you're talking about all of the existing neighborhoods that exist in Orlando, and you're going, oh my gosh, you know, how do I actually find out, you know, where it is that I want to live, and how do I figure that out? And so when it comes to new construction, since I've really been investigating it even more closely lately, there's some definitely things that we can do to help you, you know, go through that and figure out, you know, what the HOA fees and all of those kinds of things are in regards to what you want to do, because they definitely do vary. I found them as low as, you know, a few hundred dollars a year, up until a few hundred dollars a month, and you have to make sure that you're looking at apples to apples when it comes to that stuff. And there's also what we have, obviously, around here is then we have, in some communities, they definitely have the CDD, which is the community district development, that's an extra fee on your taxes that you need to know as well. And just looking at that one little, you know, thing is something that might be important to people. And if whether you're buying an existing house or whether you're buying a new house, those things are all things that are something that you need to consider and that are obviously going to be considered in your loan amount and everything as well. So it's important that you're comparing all that stuff and not just then when it gets to the end and you find out that there was a $2,000 a year increase on your taxes and it totally messes up what your payment was going to be. You don't want to be finding that out at the last minute when you've got everything all done except for that last financing piece.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more with that. I mean, because when you go to even the different builder websites, depending on the locations, you know, they don't advertise the HOA, they don't advertise the CDD amount, you know, different things like that. So you can, you know, it might say starting price is, you know, XYZ, but it doesn't calculate all those other terms in there. So it could really put you in between this house or that house, what neighborhood that you want to be in, what area. So I think it's really important to reach out to us because, you know, we're constantly looking at this kind of thing. And we could say, oh, well, I looked at this builder and this community, they charge this, but then this community, they don't. Mm-hmm. And it really makes a big difference.
Some of the things are the things that you're going to want. You know, maybe it's a community pool. Maybe there's a, you know, tot lot or something like that. Some of them have beautiful amenity centers and all those kinds of things. And then some of them do include, like, they're going to some sort of cable. Some of them include some sort of other things that are involved with what you would want to buy, like, for example, the that they might cut the grass for you or something like that. So you have to make sure that you're comparing apples to apples as well.
Correct.
But you definitely may not want to have it so that when you're purchasing a house, that it includes the cutting of the grass, and then that makes it so that you can't get the loan on that.
Yep.
All right, so in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com, and we'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. With me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. Welcome, Danielle.
Hey.
And we also have Chris Urban from Butler Mortgage. Welcome back, Chris.
Hello, hello.
At Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or we'll buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So one of the things that I found that I thought was really good to be talking about is when you're staging your home, regardless of whether or not it's spring or fall or whenever it is that you want to sell your home, there are definitely things that you can do to make your house look better. And the first thing is to make sure that you have a perfectly made bed. And you might think, well, does it really matter if my bed is made right? And it really does, because it's the little things. I mean, you want, when people are looking at your house, you want to put your best foot forward. So just doing the little things that come around making it really look nice. So having that bed put together in a way that it looks good really makes a big difference as to where people will pay more money for your home. And it sounds stupid, but it really does make a big difference. So it's something that you definitely would want to do.
Well, I couldn't agree more with that because, I mean, you go to model homes, and
right,
they have their best foot forward. And you might not even like the house, but man, do you like what they got going on inside. So it could be the same thing when, you know, they might not like the house per se, you know, maybe a wall's here or the color's here, but when they start seeing the furnishings and the way that it all plays together, then they can start envisioning their stuff, you know, even maybe some of the stuff that you have there. They might be like, oh, this is really nice. I might end up buying a sofa like this because it fits so well. And now they can paint the picture.
Exactly. Another thing is rolled white towels. That it's a small detail that makes your home feel like a five-star hotel. Because when you do go to a hotel or you go anywhere like that, they always are white towels or a spa. And so you kind of get that spa-like feel when you're there in the bathroom. And so when they're rolled and everything like that and look nice, then that's another place where people are looking at it and go, gosh, you know, this is luxury. This is like where I want to live and why. And so, again, it's just a little thing, but it does make a big difference in the feel that people get.
Yeah, that, again, I agree with. Every place has a purpose. So
yeah.
I like it when you go on cruises and, you know, they make you those cute little fancy, you know, like towel arrangements or whatever it is. I was at a builder the other day, and they had it in all the bathrooms. They had like a cute little, it was a white towel also, and it was decorated, like one was a teddy bear, one was like, I don't remember, like a giraffe or something, but they had all the little towels set up in the bathrooms, and it was just such a cute little detail.
Yeah.
So again, I mean, a little bit goes a long way in my opinion.
Maybe leave little chocolates too.
No little chocolates, but they did have the cute little fancy little decoration, so it was fine.
Exactly. And then another thing that you can do is just put a few fresh cut flowers, you know, in a couple of places or just one place in the house that, again, makes it feel welcoming. When you go to a restaurant, most of the time they do have fresh flowers on the table. It's not a lot of flowers, but just a few. But just doing that, it just gives it that extra little touch. So that's one thing that you could do as well. And then there's a cozy throw blanket that might go over a piece of furniture in the living room that might feel stark or uninviting without it. So that might be something that feels good. Eye-catching artwork, a personalized feature that gets them to step beyond your average staging design, is something that they might want to do. And a sweet-scented candle is another thing that is always good, too, that you have a fragrant addition to every living space. And, you know, Danielle, you and I talk about this all the time. When people who live there, you know, the owners, a lot of times you're nose blind to whatever it smells like in your house. And that fresh, clean smell is something that makes a huge difference when people are looking at your house.
Oh my gosh, I couldn't agree more. My husband the other day made hard-boiled eggs. So when I came home from the gym, I mean, I had to walk out of the house. It was so bad. And I said to him, I'm like, do you not smell this? And he's like, I don't smell anything. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it is so bad. So yeah. I know exactly what you mean. So like once you're in the house, you don't notice nothing. But it's when people come in, you're like, oh my goodness. Like you can smell the dog or maybe the shoes or what they had for dinner the day before.
Right.
So I think it's a big deal. My favorite thing that I like to get when the holiday comes is those scented broomsticks that you get from Publix.
Uh-huh.
And I load up my whole house with those things. And and then if not, like you said, a candle, or they always say you can burn, like if you're planning on, you know, showings or something, you can bake cookies, or you can even cook like orange peels, you know, you can boil them, you know, so even things that aren't even expensive, maybe you already have the existing items in the house, you can go ahead and put through, and it just makes it just a welcoming, you know, entrance.
It sure does.
Yeah.
So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio 93.1 WFLA, the news talk station in Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty. We're your home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Friday at 6 p.m. and Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty, and Chris Urban with Butler Mortgage. Remember, if you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So when you're looking at selling your house, it definitely comes down to the main things that you're going to do are the things that you just want to walk in there and you want to look at your house from a buyer's angle, because what you like and what they like might be two completely different things, but you just have to look at it, you know, looking at taking away the clutter and everything. And Danielle and you and I, we always talk about this too, is that one of the best things to do is just take out your phone and take some pictures of different areas of your house and then look at the pictures. And when you look at the pictures, you're going to see the stuff that you didn't see as clutter before as clutter now. And it is amazing because you're just looking at it through a different lens, and it kind of gives you the idea of what the new home buyer is going to be looking at, and you get a great idea as to, you know, what things look like and what you might want to do to make things different.
Yeah, that I agree with. I mean, even now I'm so self-conscious with that. I'll take a photo and then I'm like, oh my gosh, wait a minute. You got to turn, go step a little bit more to the right because I have too much stuff over here on the left. So,
right.
I mean, I do it all the time now. I'm just very cautious of it, but the same thing, like I'll feel my kitchen is fantastic or clean or whatever, and then I take a photo of maybe the food that I cooked, because I hardly ever cook. So when I do, it's like, yeah. And so I'll take a picture, and then I'm like, oh my gosh, this is like not right. So I don't even end up posting the photo because I don't like what's in the background.
Exactly. Yeah, so that is one of the easiest ways for you to kind of get an idea of what people are looking for or looking at when they come into your home, because you're going to see what they see in a picture and go, oh my gosh, is this really what I want people to see? And it, 9 times out of 10, it probably isn't. And you know, depending on how many people you have living in the house, depends on how quickly the clutter can come together, because it's not just one person working on it.
Exactly.
So the main thing is when you're looking at clutter, having everything neat and obviously having it very clean, because it's like, you know, there used to always say the white glove test and all that kind of stuff. I mean, those are the kind of things that people are looking at. And if they see the dust and they see the dirt and all that kind of thing, they're going to think that that's the way that you keep your house and that the house is not maintained. And then that's going to cost you thousands of dollars in what you're going to get, because people are not going to want to go ahead and pay for the fees that they think are lurking behind the walls that they can't see. When they can see something that looks like it's a mess, now they're going to be concerned about it.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555 or find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and we'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. And with me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. Welcome, Danielle.
Hello.
And we also have Chris Urban from Butler Mortgage. Welcome, Chris.
Hello.
At Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or we'll buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. And Chris, I know you're going to be talking to us about a couple of things today. I think that you said you were going to be talking about credit and maybe something else, but why don't you go ahead?
Yeah, so I know a lot of calls I get, and I know we've talked about credit before in the past, but a lot of times when you know someone initially reaches out to me, you know, I kind of go over a lot of questions, and one of the first things we start talking about is credit, of course, since it's such a major factor when it comes to getting a mortgage. And so I would say most of the people I speak with today are monitoring their credit with something like Credit Karma. That's the popular one, you know, Capital One, Discover Card. They all have these really neat credit monitoring apps that I think are great tools for people to use, but they're usually surprised because when I pull credit, it's going to be different. And I'm sure you guys might hear some of the people we work with tell you the same thing, because they probably tell you. I know a lot of people might be a little bit more forward about, you know, their information. And so the one thing I want to establish first is the differences and why you're seeing that. And the main reason why is modern apps like Credit Karma and you know, Capital One Discover and all those different credit cards use a scoring model called Vantage, which is like a relatively new scoring model. Came back out in like the mid-2000s. And so you're it's kind of like a competition at this point, because Vantage is trying to grab a hold in the mortgage market. But at the moment, we still use what the good old FICO scores, which came back out in the 80s and really adopted in the mortgage industry in the 90s. And it's something that we've been using for a very long time. In fact, there are multiple different versions of FICO. And so I know some people, they go directly to Experian or TransUnion or Equifax, which are the three scoring or the credit bureaus that we all use. And they might see that it's different because, one, they might use like version 8, which I believe is the newest version today, where, again, the mortgage industry, we're still using a bit different versions. And the reason why is it's catered towards what we want to see out of you as far as your credit worthiness to purchase a house. We like to focus more on your total credit utilization, of course, any lates that you might have. And so that brings me to the next point. Whenever you have credit and you're wanting to maybe prepare yourself to purchase a home, the one of the few things you might want to look at, especially if you are monitoring your credit with something like Credit Karma, because it's the same information, this just different scores, so keep that in mind, is how much of your available credit are you utilizing on your credit cards? And more often than not, you might be using too much. So you're what we call over-utilizing it. So, you know, for sake of simple numbers here, let's say you have $1,000 limit on your credit card and you're using 800 of it, you're using way too much at that point.
What is usually a good number?
So a good number to use is 30% of what are your credit limit
balance.
Is.
Now, do you want to keep a balance every month? Like, so let's say, like you said, so if your credit limit is $1,000,
mm-hmm.
and then you're using $300 because you're at your 30%, do you want to pay that $300 every month?
Mm-hmm.
Does that help your score, or would it be okay to like pay the minimum but always kind of keep that $300 balance?
Yeah, it's totally fine to have a little bit of a balance left over. It's fine. If you're someone who wants to pay it off completely because you don't want to pay interest on it,
yeah,
that's typically okay as well. But the idea is keep it below $300 no matter what. So if you're at $290 and you just want to pay $25 if that's the minimal, then that's fine because you're below that $300.
Okay.
But if you happen to be above that 300, then try to make up that difference to get it below while still making a minimal payment.
Oh, okay.
You never want to do less than the minimal payment because they're going to ding you and they're going to charge you late fees, and you don't want that either.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
But that's always a good idea, is to try and maintain it each and every single month. That is the most optimal range they want to see your credit cards in. And that's about most of my the people that come to me and then maybe have a little bit lower score than they were hoping for. I have helped many people that might be at like a 580 or something like that, and I had them pay off a balance or two on their credit cards, and boom, they'll shoot up 40, 50, 60 points.
Wow.
You know, okay. And so you go from, not only do you go from a little bit easier of a mortgage for you, maybe you can afford a little home, but you also have a lower interest rate because interest rates are generally driven by what your credit score is, which makes something a little more affordable for you. And so we definitely will look at that. So that's the overall, usually what I'm basing on, like, how do I help someone try and get their credit in there? And then we can kind of talk about, like, you know, what each loan wants as far as minimal credit score. And so we can kind of figure, okay, listen, no, this program might be best for me in this particular instance where, you know, if you have a different score, it could be a little bit, you can be a little bit lower because, you know, there's only so much you could do sometimes. Once you pay that credit balance down, and let's say you get 20 points out of it, at that point in time, you've paid all the money you can to get your credit into a better position. Now it's just a matter of time.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
Yep. So the one of the best programs to help someone with if they're in an instance of, you know, trying to get into a house and maybe their credit's new or something like that is what we call an FHA loan. And the reason why FHA is such a great program is because they have such a low requirement, which is actually a 580, believe it or not. So we can go as low as 580 on that loan. And a lot of times I help people try to push them to a 600. That way, hopefully, we can make it a little bit better, get them a better interest rate too. But if you're someone who's struggling or if it's just, you know, we've did what we could, don't be alarmed. There's still an option for you to help you with that. But the other programs will definitely require usually a little bit less. The standard average after that is a 620. And so you want to start seeing your scores more in that 620 plus range. But again, even if you're there, we might still look at other options because it might be better for you payment-wise to go with like an FHA loan in that case.
Okay.
Well, and I think that one thing that people need to understand is that, you know, you think, well, it's a lower credit score, so maybe it's a little higher interest rate and everything. But as we were talking about earlier, you still have to look at apples to apples to see what you would be paying in rent versus what you would be paying with an FHA loan. And 9 times out of 10, buying a house with an FHA loan is going to be less than what it is if you're renting right now in the Orlando market.
Exactly. Yeah. Even someone that's at that 620 range, you're typically going to find your payment at least 20, 40, maybe sometimes $60 cheaper per month to own a house. So, I mean, that's the big key there is you're owning your own place. You can do what you want with it. You're gaining equity in it versus renting.
Yeah.
Right.
Plus, on that note, the key is to get you into the house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, later on, you can refinance, you know, to maybe get a better loan, you know, that might fit a little bit better. But to get you into that house, you know, it's just like when you're buying a car, maybe you're not happy with maybe the payment at this moment in time. But if you wait 6 months, you build your credit up, then you can always refinance. It's the same with the house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could start with one, work on your credit, get it up to the 620, 640, 660, refinance maybe into a conventional loan. Maybe the interest rate would be lower. And look at that, you're doing even better.
Yep. Exactly. Yeah, it's something I've actually done with plenty of my buyers in the past is if they're just, you know, they're in a position and they obviously they just want to get in a home. And then, you know, 6 months to a year later, they continue to work on their credit. And, you know, hey, if you're getting yourself in that position and you're shaving another $100, $150, maybe $200 off your off your payment because of the higher score,
it's a no-brainer.
You know, that's,
why
not do it? You know, get it done. And because that's, you know, these mortgages, they're typically 30-year mortgages, right? They're fixed.
Yeah.
They're not going to change. So why not get yourself into that lower payment for the remainder of the, you owning that home and that mortgage?
Exactly. Okay.
Yeah. It makes a lot of sense, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
So, any other comments that you have in regards to credit at the moment?
Yeah, so I was going to leave one more comment. Is I know a lot of people, they hear certain things and they go out and they make auto loans or maybe just like small little personal loans at the bank. Those are not the best way to get your credit moving. You know, I know credit cards are a little bit more scarier to get for some folks, but they are, especially for the FICO scores, the biggest driving force behind getting your credit scores moving in the higher and right direction.
All right. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com, and we'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Hello, everybody. And with me today is Danielle Pume from Frontgate Realty. Welcome back, Danielle.
Hello.
And we also have Chris Urban from Butler Mortgage. Welcome back, Chris.
Hello.
At Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or we'll buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. And we're talking from a split show, so it's a maybe hopefully it's not any more confusing than normal to you today, but I'm out here in California, and we have in the studio Danielle and Chris. So I appreciate you guys being there, and you know, it's a little bit hard for me to hear everything all the time, but doing pretty good here. So there's some features that I found that are in your home that'll help you sell it faster. And I know, Danielle, you can pipe in on here on a lot of these things that you know that people are looking for. And the number one thing that I think a lot of people want to make sure when they're buying a home is that it has a laundry room or a place for a laundry facility anyway. When you're buying a house, you want to make sure you can do the laundry there and not have to go to a laundromat. Would you agree?
Yeah. Well, lately I've been getting that request, but then I've been getting a lot that they want the laundry inside.
Correct.
Like in my home, you know, it's in the garage. Drives me nuts, but it is what it is. And the last couple of homes have been in the garage, so it's just something that I'm used to. But the last, like, four people I've worked with are like, I really want to have the laundry room in the house. Or if not, if I can maybe convert a closet, like, you know, like a hall closet or something that maybe they're not using, or something that they can convert it to a laundry, because either they don't currently have one or it's in the same place, like in the garage or something.
Right.
Yeah, so that I definitely agree with. And that's funny that that's been the request, like, literally. But a lot of them are coming from up north. So, like, one lady is from New York, and so she doesn't have a laundry in her building. Like, I mean, she has a laundry in her building, but not in her unit. So she's always got to go to the other floor. She's got to get her change together, things like that. And then the other lady that I'm working with is from New Jersey. And the same thing, her laundry is actually on her carport, and so her carport is detached, and then she's got like a little room outside that she's got her hot water tank and her washer machine. And she says that it drives her nuts because, you know, she gets snakes and things like that all the time.
Oh, no.
And because it's on her carport. So it's not necessarily in her garage, but it's on her carport. So I could see that right there being the request.
Yep. And the next thing that people are talking about there is then a garage, because and I know that there's some homes that we go to that are for first-time home buyers, and a lot of times that garage has been converted to another space, but that's not what people like. They want to have the garage.
Yeah. Well, that again, like, again, I'm dealing with, I feel, a lot of, you know, like either first-time home buyers, so they're coming from a condo, so they have no idea how great a garage is, or again, from up north where they're used to, like, having a basement and not necessarily a garage, you know, they have a driveway. So they're like, oh, my gosh, you know, I'm bringing all my basement stuff, so I need somewhere to put it. So a garage is perfect for that. So, yeah, the garage request has been up there as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And then in Central Florida, I think another thing that people definitely are looking for are ceiling fans.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I could see that. I can't live without my ceiling fan. So I don't know how some people don't when they just have, like, the fleshlight. So, yeah, ceiling fan. But that's a nice, easy fix. So that's a good, easy one.
Exactly. Yeah. And then a lot of people look for the pantry and the reason. And so when they see a pantry, they're not always as concerned about how many kitchen cabinets there are. But if there's no pantry, they totally freak out on the number of kitchen cabinets that there are.
Yeah, you know what? That's actually a big one, too, because I get the same thing. Like, if they feel that there's not enough cabinets, then they're looking for that pantry. And if they don't have it, then the same thing. They're looking for some type of way to convert, again, like a hall closet. I was showing a home not too long ago, and they didn't have the pantry because they redid the kitchen. But they had a nice cabinet that they were using for their canned goods, but the lady didn't like it. But she loved the house, but she could take the hall closet because it was actually, it piggybacked to the kitchen. And she was saying, oh, I can take those shelves out and I could put a different shelf in there and I can use that for my pantry. Because she was a big baker is what it was. So she needed a place for like her bigger appliances and then obviously her utensils. And so she was like, the kitchen's not going to work for me, but this cabinet will definitely do.
I think now people like almost pantries being built today are almost like walking.
Our walk-in pantries, you're absolutely right.
That they're getting bigger and bigger.
They really are. They're almost like another room.
Yep.
Yeah.
I know my wife and I personally, in our next house, that's going to be like one of the things we're looking for is to make, we want a bigger pantry compared to the one we have now.
Yeah, it's true. Some of them are just one little bifold, very, very tiny, and they're not very deep. And then you have some that you walk in and you're like, oh my gosh, this is so big. I love it.
Exactly. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio 93.1 WFLA, the news talk station in Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty. We are home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Friday at 6 p.m. and Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty, and Chris Urban with Butler Mortgage. Remember, if you want to reach any of us, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, 407-566-2555. So going over some other features that people are looking for when they're looking at it is they're looking for a full bath on the main level. A lot of times they're looking for a bedroom on the main level as well. But a full bath, if you do have that bedroom, they're looking for that. And, you know, I think that it just, the younger people are, the less they're looking for that. But the older that they are, the more they're looking for that, just not even for themselves, but just saying, you know, if they're going to bring in their parents or something like that, or they're thinking that, hey, I broke my leg and it was really hard for me to get up and downstairs. So even if it's for a temporary period, I want to be able to not have to go upstairs and that. And so that really is a big deal, what people are looking for. And the other thing is that people are looking for is that they're looking for exterior lighting, and they're looking for some kind of place where they can go outside. Not that they're going to go outside all the time, but during different points of the year or depending on where they're coming from, they definitely are looking for that patio or that covered lanai or some place where you can go outside and enjoy the weather. And I know that, you know, in a month from now, they might not be wanting to do that. But when they're purchasing their house, they're definitely looking for that.
Yeah, I agree with that. I'm not a big outside person either. But last night, you know, we had a huge, nice rainstorm. Mm-hmm. And I sat outside, you know, on the porch and I enjoyed it. So the other day, it just brought a thing up because I was showing these townhomes. So there was two townhomes. One of them had the covered lanai. It was amazing. And the other one didn't have nothing. It just had a slab when you walked out of the door. And I said to myself, I'm like, gosh, that defeats like the whole purpose of having like an outside space. Because literally it was like a 3x5 little slab. That was it. So there was nothing covering your head. There was a little fence that went up on the side. And the lady said something on it. She chimed in and she was like, oh, you know what? I like the other one better. Even though the layout was nicer on the inside. But the outside was the deal breaker for her. And she was like, you know, I prefer the other builder because that was at least the covered lanai. Mm-hmm. And she said the same thing. I probably won't go out ever on my porch. But just knowing that I have that makes a big difference than just having a little slab.
Absolutely.
So I totally agree with that. I know yourself, you love your pool. I mean, I have a pool, but, you know, if I'm going outside, I'm obviously using it for that. But last night I was like, oh, this is really nice. I haven't done this in a long time because our last patio I never really used. And then the house before that, I had the same thing. I had a slab, but I didn't have a outdoor space.
Yeah. So once you've had it and you use it, then it's like, you know, you want to use it. And even if it's, you know, sometimes it's just for grilling or sometimes it's for other things, but you just want to make sure that it's out there. And it's like when you're looking, comparing two places to another, the one is definitely going to stand out that has it. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com. And we will see you next week. Have a great one, everybody.
Have a great one.
Have a good one.